Thursday, September 10th, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. I was not surprised how low-key that the Renewable Fuels Association has been over the news coming from Reuters sources that Donald J. Trump was ordering EPA to reject small refinery exemption waivers. There's reason for skepticism. President Trump has lied to them before. First off, someone else needs to confirm the story, like the White House, EPA, Donald J. Trump, or Chuck Grassley. We all know that unless you read it in a tweet, it ain't real. One would think that the Ernst campaign would jump all over this if it were true. She needs to make sure that he and the EPA does what they say instead of giving them cover as she has done before. Grassley was still treating it like a rumor. Ethanol industry awaits confirmation of Trump SRE directive, came from the Brownfield Network. The ethanol industry is awaiting confirmation that President Trump ordered the EPA to deny gap year ethanol blending waivers. Geoff Cooper with the Renewable Fuels Association says, if it is in fact accurate, that would be fantastic news for the industry. We know how devastating those past exemptions have been for ethanol and biodiesel demand. Cooper tells Brownfield that getting the small refiner exemption program under control has been their top regulatory priority. Not all are convinced, however, that the EPA will follow through, unquote. First off, is it just the 67 gap year waivers or the total 98 pending that would be rejected? Details, please. Donald J. Trump likes to play both sides. He can reject some and approve others. The only way to be sure that the EPA will follow through and reject the waivers is for them to do so ahead of the election. After the election, anything may happen. This is all about the politics. Trump is worried about Iowa and wants to add Minnesota to his election tally. The Republicans want to retain Ernst's seat as well, and if she could bring this home, it would help her. EPA was initially going to wait until after the election, which meant it was not going to happen. If he loses, it still may not happen, as he did not keep his election promises to the ethanol industry the last time. If he loses, hard telling what would happen in the fit of rage that would occur. The Obama administration did not approve these waiver requests. The Biden campaign has suggested they would not either. On the grains, an inch accumulation of rain here so far this week is not a drought buster. It did put the dust down. More rain is in the forecast. It will help pastures and hay. We need at least 12 inches to restore subsoil moisture for next season. Rain in the plains' winter wheat country was just what those who had planted in the dust needed. They got over an inch in western Kansas. I would not trade our drought for what they have out west. They reportedly had the third, fourth, and fifth largest wildfires burning ever in history, all at the same time. You're listening to the Comstock Report. 3, 2, 1. Chicago Board of Trade markets are looking past the September crop report Friday to a generally improving fundamental condition. The trade is looking for 83.5 million harvested acres of corn, a half a million fewer than the USDA used in August. As I have noted that there are more acres being cut for silage or earlage this year that do not then get counted as harvested for grain. Crop insurers are also reportedly going to allow farmers to zero out the worst derecho flattened fields so that they will be lost from harvested acres too. There were 5 million acres of corn hit by the derecho, so it would seem like a loss of 500,000 harvested acres would be conservative. The FSA will give another update on certified acres, so those books may change as well Friday. Farmers looked behind last month in certifying what they planted to the FSA. We'll see if they catch up now. The average trade estimate for the corn yield is 178.3 bushel per acre, down from 181.8 in August. The low end of the trade estimate is 175.4. The USDA will give us a snapshot of what the crop looked like in late August, using a model for a normal end to the growing season. I do not see them getting serious about ear weights and kernel size until, frankly, they have some of their plots harvested. A lot of crop literally died instead of drying down this year. Those estimating the crop yield at this time have to make too many assumptions for it to gain my confidence. The trade looks for USDA to reduce their soybean harvested acres by only 100,000 to 82.9 million. Soybeans survived the derecho only to be stressed by the drought. The trade is looking for a soybean yield of 51.8 bushel per acre, off from the 53.3 in August. If the heat had not shut the plants down, the cold would have, It's been a horrible fill. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, contact us at comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.